This is a variation of Jesus' Christmas Party written by Nicholas Allen. There was nothing the innkeeper liked more than a good night's sleep after a long day at work. But that night was to be like no other, when suddenly there was a... There's no room. I've told you, there's no room here. But we're tired and we've travelled throughout the day and night. Please, do you have anywhere we could stay? There's a stable out back. It's yours if you want it. Thank you, good sir. Thank you. Here, there's two blankets too. You can sign the register and you can check the fire instructions before you settle in. All right. They signed in as Mary and Joseph. The innkeeper shut the door, climbed the stairs and got back into bed and nodded off. Moments after nodding off, there came another... Excuse me, said Joseph. Could one possibly borrow another but smaller blanket, please? Handing over the blanket, the innkeeper begged to be left alone to catch some well-deserved sleep. So he shut the door again, climbed the stairs and got into bed to try and capture some sleep. But he noticed there, high in the sky, peering through a gap in the side of his blackout curtains, a large, bright, shining light. Soon there was another... How much sleep am I not going to get tonight? Asked the innkeeper. So off he loafed to the front door, where he found the shepherds all looking forlorn. Well, said the innkeeper, what's the matter? Have you lost your sheep? We've come to see Mary and Joseph. These are out back, said the innkeeper. Once again, you've guessed it, he shut the door, climbed the stairs, and got into bed and fell asleep. Well, with just one eye open. So the innkeeper was wondering whether he'd be disturbed again. Sure enough, there came another. Anybody want to join in? This time, on arriving at the door, he found loitering there, ceremonially clad, three blokes claiming to be kings. We've come. These are out back, said the innkeeper, who was now getting more and more annoyed. He thus slammed the door, climbed the stairs, got into bed and laid there fretting. Soon he heard a tumultuous chorus outside the window, and on peeling back the blackout curtains, he saw the heavenly choir of Gordon singers singing beautifully. Reap, that does it. The innkeeper stomped down the stairs, threw the door open, marched around to the backyard, stormed into the stable, and was about to speak when...
Shh, you'll wake the baby.
Baby? Said the innkeeper.
Yes, a baby has this night been born.
Oh, said the innkeeper, looking crossly at the manger. But at that moment, suddenly and amazingly, his anger seemed to fly away. Oh, said the innkeeper. Isn't he lovely? Isn't he wonderful? Isn't he bright? In fact, the innkeeper thought the baby was so special, he woke up all the guests in the inn, plied them with Prosecco, and so no one got much sleep that night. The end.